I'm Drew Dawson with your midday GPB headlines. The state's economist says he is preparing for a 50-50 chance that Georgia will experience a recession next year. GPB's Stephen Fowler reports on his message to lawmakers.
One of the reasons for proposed budget cuts next year? State economist Jeffrey Dorfman says there's a chance the state will not bring in enough money to pay for things. But
I also want to emphasize I believe it is important to be conservative in revenue forecasting. If more revenue shows up than expected, lawmakers such as yourselves can happily allocate that money in an amended budget or legislate its return to taxpayers.
Last week, lawmakers heard from Dorfman and a variety of experts about the overall state of Georgia's economy. That will guide budget discussions when the legislative session begins in January. For GPB News, I'm Stephen Fowler at the Capitol.
GPB is a state agency funded in part by the state of Georgia. State officials say the ongoing drought has made outdoor burning in Georgia more dangerous than previous years. In the past 3 months, the Georgia Forestry Commission says firefighters have responded to, on average, about 41% more fires. Frank Sorrells, who serves as chief of protection for the commission, says residents should postpone open burning if conditions are not favorable. Federal officials say the drought is worsening, affecting more than 11 million people and threatening crops across a five-state area in the southeast. Well, city leaders in Savannah are considering new archaeology ordinances to protect historic relics unearthed by development projects. Savannah's downtown historic district has been protected by local laws since the 1970s, but the city has no legal protocols for recording or preserving artifacts from pottery shards to graves that can be found while excavating construction sites. More than 60 students at Georgia State University have been relocated after mold was found in their dormitory rooms. A university spokeswoman says students in Piedmont North Dorms, which was an old hotel purchased by the university, found mold in the closets and bathrooms of about 24 units. This according to the student-run newspaper The Signal. School officials say the mold is not toxic. The affected students have been temporarily moved to other locations on campus while the dorms are cleaned. And the man credited with leading the effort to bring SunTrust Park and the Atlanta Braves to Cobb County died yesterday afternoon. Tim Lee served as Cobb County chairman from 2010 to 2017. He was first elected to the Cobb County Commission in 2002. Lee was the lead negotiator in the public financing deal for SunTrust Park. Flags at Cobb County government facilities will fly at half staff until Lee's funeral, arrangements for which are pending. Tim Lee was 62 years old. And in sports, the Atlanta Falcons suffered another tough loss Sunday, falling to the Tennessee Titans 24-10. With a record of 1 win and 3 losses, the Falcons find themselves at the bottom of the NFC South Division standing. Head coach Dan Quinn spoke after the game.
We're as disappointed as our fans are. This is a tough loss and a team that has a lot of pride and had the preparation right to go, and we haven't delivered on our performances.
Next up, Quinn and the Falcons will travel to Houston for a game against the Texans on Sunday. For more of today's news, visit our website, gpbnews.org, and follow us on Facebook and on Twitter at GPB News.